Good morning. Good morning, Kenzie. Thanks for coming down. I normally don't bring notes with me, but this is an important time. You want to know why? Okay. Because even though our Bible story today is about the story of the persistent widow, I think you and I should talk about the story of the persistent pastor. He wasn't looking. So, October is Pastor Appreciation Month.
Is it really? Mm-hmm.
And we want to thank you, Jim, for all that you, and I'm talking to Kenzie, so I'll stop saying you, but for all that Pastor Jim has brought to Trinity and to the communities that Trinity touches. And so, when I was thinking about talking about Jim, I thought, okay, persistent widow, definitely the persistent pastor. What does persistent mean? What do you think it means?
Going after it.
They don't give up. They're always going after it. Exactly. So persistent is exactly what Kenzie said. And when I was looking up in Webster's, a little bit more about that word, I learned that in the study of science, the sciences of zoology and a couple of other sciences, there's a definition of persistent that is remaining attached. Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remaining attached instead of falling off in the normal manner. And I thought, okay. I think that could apply to a persistent pastor as well. And the reason that I do is because we've learned from Jim's sermons and just from his actions that he has been persistent in listening to a higher power. He's been persistent. The stories he's told about himself, even as young as you, Kenzie, have shown us that he's persistently tried to listen to a higher power that we call God and to follow the instruction or the leading of that higher power. He has also demonstrated another characteristic that we at Trinity are grateful for in him. And he's revealed this characteristic in his sermons and in his actions, and it goes along with being persistent. But it's a quality that enhances persistence to me. And that quality is authenticity. Okay? Do you know what authentic means? Being authentic means being for real. Being real, being yourself. And in Jim's sermons where he's displayed or talked about times in his life when he's been persistently listening and trying to stay on the path that God's leading him on, he's also talked in a very, very authentic way about how sometimes there are some bumps and bruises along that path. He's told us stories about how maybe like all of us, he made choices had experiences that were really tough all the way up to adulthood and into his life now that made following that path just a little more challenging. But being authentic and sharing that with us is another thing for us to be grateful for. And there's another pastor and writer, and I'm not name dropping to name drop, but I think we can learn from each other. And this pastor and writer is named Henry Nouwen, and he said about people like Jim, who were authentic, he said, it is good for ministers to be real, to get real. Because when they share their wounds, we can identify with them. And we can feel like we are a part of this journey together with them. And so by him being real, getting real, it lets us be real. And in being real, it leads to healing and it leads to growth. So persistence in trying to stay on the path and being authentic with us are two things that we're very grateful for Jim. And we wouldn't have Pastor Jim if it weren't for decisions he made a long time ago. And he has quoted another teacher, pastor, writer before. And I went back to find that quote. I'd read it before too, but I went back to find it because I think he's used it a couple of times in these years. And I decided that must be important to Jim. Must be really important. So I went back and I found a little bit longer of a piece that led to this quote that I'm talking about. And the quote is from Frederick Buechner. And I'd like to just take a minute to read what led to the specific quote that he used with us. And again, this is important because we wouldn't have Jim here were it not for his persistence. We wouldn't enjoy him as much as we do, I don't think, if it weren't for his authenticity. And this piece of work from Mr. Buechner talks about how Jim got here to Trinity, I think. And again, I think he likes it because he knows it's part of his life. And Mr. Buechner is talking about vocation. He's talking about work and how we should pick our work. And he says, there are all different kinds of voices that are calling us to all different kinds of work. The problem is to find out which is the voice of God rather than that of society or self-interest. That's the problem. Okay, that's what Mr. Buechner says. He says, by and large, a good rule for finding this out is to look at your choice of work two ways. The kind of work God usually calls you to is the kind of work that you need to do, you want to do, your soul is crying out to do, and that the world, part two, and that the world needs you to do or needs to have done. Mr. Buechner says, if you really get a kick out of your work, but you're not really meeting the world's needs, then maybe you haven't applied both of these rules of thumb to where you choose to work and how you choose to serve. But if you're doing both, if you're bringing what your needs are and you're finding joy in what you do and the world is benefiting from you, then you're in the right spot. And the quote that Jim has used comes at the end of this writing, and it says, the place that God calls you to is the place where your own deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. Now, the reason that I think that that's incredibly relevant is because Jim has served as pastor, he served in the business world, and I have no idea what else he might have done. But every time he's chosen to serve, my bet is that he tried to apply this rule of thumb from Mr. Buechner, and that he tried to be authentic, and that he was persistently trying to follow God's calling. And so because of all of that, I'm going to close with yet another writer. And again, I'm not name dropping, but they're people to learn from. I think because of how Jim has chosen to get to this point in his life and rely on God, these words from Barbara Brown Taylor are words that, because of how he's chosen to live, he's improved the chances of certain kinds of things happening. Here's what she says. Every human interaction gives us a chance to make things better or to make things worse. And Jim, on behalf of the session and the members and visitors of the church and the communities that it touches, we want to thank you for persistently choosing to try to make things better. And we have a little gift for you.